Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com, and it is time for your TNA Impact post-show. I am at Joel Pearl, or at thejoelpearl.com over on the blue sky. As always, joining me to talk TNA, the lovely, wonderful, fantabulous, one and only Cressa Starr. How you doing?
Hi, I am here. Now that I said that, I feel like my voice is hoarse, but I'm here. I'm here to talk about TNA, and I'm excited to talk about TNA with you.
And you can talk about it with us all you want, whether you're live in the chat or if you're listening to us after the fact. If you're live, how about you leave us a thumbs up here on the video, or after the fact, you can do that too. That thumbs up goes a long way to getting us in that wonderful front page of the YouTube page. All right. You want that. And also you can subscribe to us here at Fightful on YouTube. You can go to Fightful.com, go to FightfulSelect.com, the best five, soon to be $6 in the business. You can lock in now, get it for cheaper, or you can wait a couple of days and be like, oh, why did I wait too long? There's tons, and I'm telling you, tons of Royal Rumble scoops going on right now over on FightfulSelect.com. You want it, we got it, so get in there. Our Fightful Select Discord is going to be busy, busy, busy the next little while, not just talking TNA, not just talking Royal Rumble, but everything else. You want AEW talk, you want Ring of Honor talk, you want to talk about your favorite tech, you want to talk about your pets, you want to talk about whatever you want, it's in there over FightfulSelect.com. So go join us. Best five, soon to be six, bucks in the business. You can also donate a super chat tonight. Get your question or statement read on the air. That's always helpful. Direct the conversation. Tell us how you felt about TNA Impact, or you can donate a Humper Chat, and Cress is going to tell you about it right now.
You take your fingers and you type it on whatever keyboard you're using, albeit your phone or your keyboard. Type HumperChats.com. You're going to put in your question or your comment. Joel and myself will give you our 2 cents, and we get to keep a little bit more than 2 cents on whatever dollar amount you put in the box. Again, that's going to be Humper Chats. It keeps the lights on. HumperChats.com. Thank you so much.
Bing. So overall, a fairly solid episode of Impact. We're in a weird situation. There is no February plus event for TNA. It feels like whatever they're building to right now is going to be building to the next live TNA Impact, which is February 20th. They're making a big deal out of the next live show being at Full Sail University, where NXT used to film their content, used to film their shows before the pandemic. I'm just curious like how the build's going to be, because there's a good amount of time between now and the end of February. But overall, what were your thoughts on tonight's show, and how we're moving forward to what I assume will be a big next live episode of Impact?
I thought this show was fine. I think that we got a lot of stories moving forward. I think it was a nice way to say, hey, Genesis and our live show was here. I thought it was a fine show. Nothing really jumped out besides the Eric Young match.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that. That was probably the most newsworthy event from tonight. Other than that, everything's just kind of being set in motion. You've got TNA Sacrifice in the middle of March. Other than that, February is an empty month other than the live Impact. That's why I'm saying it's probably going to be a pretty stacked card. If it's not, then what are we doing here?
Who knows? But that's the glory of sports entertainment.
Exactly. There's plenty to talk about. Let's open it up. Nick Nemeth comes out, cuts a promo. He starts talking about how he gives props to Joe Hendry and says, I lost the title, but I'm going to go after it again in 2025. And then out comes Ryan Nemeth. My big brother, my big... He's just leaning into that shit now. It's fantastic.
I love it. Like, it's annoyingly perfect.
Yes.
It's great.
It's great for him. And he says Joe Hendry's a poser. He's a flash in the pan. He's a two pump chump, which I'm like, wait a minute. How would you know that one? But just leave it alone. And he calls him a fraud. And then First Class comes out. First Class, they do their typical thing. AJ Francis is like, hey, that main event match that we had at Final Resolution is the reason why TNA Brass decided to award me the biggest contract that you've ever seen in TNA. And of course, it's fun little heel fodder, and he'll defend it to the bone, which is great. And then they also say, we don't want just the money, we want the spotlight too, and we're going to take it away from old timers like you guys. And I'm like, well, I don't think there's that big of a age discrepancy between everyone, but okay. Ryan Nemeth talks over Nick as they challenge First Class to a match. For some reason, out comes Santino Marella, and he has to make the main event and add his personal brand of hilarity, he says sarcastically. Do you have anything to add about this promo? And then we can probably just talk about the match, because it was a match in the main event slot. There are more newsworthy things to discuss.
My only note I really got out of this is that AJ Francis's arms was looking really buff. I True. Noticed that tonight. His arms was looking real buff. I'm like, okay, I see you hitting the, what does Rock call it, Iron Sanctuary. I see you pimping. I don't really have any notes besides, why is Ryan Nemeth interrupting his brother? LOL.
Why not? He's the spokesman for my big brother. That's perfect.
And you know what? That's a good answer. Why not? Why not?
It's a pretty typical match, the tag match between the Nemeths and First Class. I love in the entrance, by the way, that Casey Navarro hits the smile when they get to the ka-ching part of the theme. It's just like, it's those little moments I like in entertainment. The matches get back and forth. Casey Navarro is absolutely fantastic. AJ is also very solid. At the end of the day, you got Nick Nemeth hitting the knick-knack. Ryan tags himself in blindly. He gets the pin on Casey Navarro. Nick is kind of annoyed, but he realized they won, so they just kind of go with it. Match was fine. I don't know if you have many notes on the main event match before we go through literally everything else. That was kind of more important than this.
Ryan Nemeth getting slapped in his chest. Ridiculous. Poor young man, but he took it like a champion. He was also selling. OD. I thought it was great. Are we leading to a Ryan versus Nick Nemeth eventual heel turn or something like that? Because the tagging yourself in, I was like, okay, I could take you interrupting your brother because it's in support of the game. But this is kind of like, all right, little brother. Stay in your little brother's place. So I don't know. And it'd be nice to have something set up. I do see an eventual tag run for these guys. That'd be cute. I'd be okay with it. Another brother's in here. I'd be okay with it.
See, that's the thing. The Nemeth versus the Hardys feels like a match you want to see. You probably will, hint, hint. But other than that, I don't care much for a Nemeth versus Nemeth brother fight. It's not on the same line as Brett versus Owen Hart. It's just my big brother versus a former multiple-time heavyweight champion.
I don't know, man. I mean, trying to compare anything to an Owen and Bret Hart is a little unfair, to be fair, okay? I'm just saying, maybe it could lead to something more. Maybe Ryan Nemeth is the reason why JBL is out here doing stuff, and JBL hitting him is all a ruse for the love of the game or something. I'm trying to big brain it here.
Well, next week on TNA Impact, it's finally out there. It's going to be Fraxium, the NXT Tag Team Champions, taking on the Nemeth Brothers. There you go. Get one win as a tag team, and you get a tag team title shot in NXT. That's how it works.
Hey, you know, I hate to say it, but there is no doubt in my mind that Fraxium will continue to be your NXT champion. So, you know, you got to get your reps in. So what? You got one win.
So let's talk about that, because it does kind of come into the Wesley, Tyson DuPont, Tyreek Igwe, Rascals, Ace Austin stuff. Let's get into that real quick. Mm-hmm. They're backstage with GM Miller. Lee says he was going for the NXT championship while DuPont and Igwe are going for tag gold, and they're going to take everyone's head who got in their way. This was going into the match, Wesley versus Ace Austin, a really solid one-on-one match. When I had read the spoilers that Wesley was defeating Ace Austin, I was like, well, that sucks. Ace Austin shouldn't be losing all the time. However, the way they did it was really good. Really wonderful back and forth match between Wesley and Ace Austin. Midway or towards the end, there's a gnarly gut wrench power bomb from Ace Austin on Wesley, and it looks like Lee almost lands on his neck and head. Other than that, Tyson and Terry come out. They distract the referee. Ace handles them, and then there's an awkward landing from the Fosbury Flop from Ace Austin to the outside. That they almost didn't catch him. Austin gets caught on the way back. Tyreek is holding his leg. Wesley hits the cardiac kick, gets the win, and then as Wes, Tyson, and Tyreek are beating down Ace, the Rascals make the save. The reason why I bring this all up is because Tyson and Tyreek eventually want to go for the NXT Tag Team Championships. Feels like they might even just have Tyson and Tyreek win and then have the Rascals capture the championship from those two. That's kind of
what I don't like that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really solid plan. And then at some point, I do think with this partnership, there are some things that are inevitable. A Rascals match at some point is inevitable. And I do think that at some point, who am I thinking of? What it lost me. Never mind. It's gone. It went out the window. It took a walk. It went to go find its smile. It'll come back to me later.
I'm just confused as to where you were going with this. As like what is going on with my hair in the back? My God. Anyway, sorry.
It's all good. We're both distracted. I don't know if I'm looking at cat vomit or a rapper.
What's the rapper's name? No, I'm just kidding. I know what you meant. Well, because the song you were thinking was G-Dep, let's get it. That's Cyclops Better Than Wolverine sent a super chat about that. So there you go. Is that our
song? Isn't it yours? Listen, I don't know. I don't remember. Listen, I got the memory of a goldfish. I don't know what happened 5 minutes ago. That's why I write my notes.
What is it with all of my tag partners on these shows having no memory? It's really great. You, Jeremy, SP3 is the only one who remembers anything.
The things I do remember consist of useless knowledge, Harry Potter facts, the whole old war from World of Warcraft, and random wrestling facts. Oh, and RuPaul's Drag Race quotes.
That sounds about right. Your thoughts on Wesley and Ace Austin tonight?
No, the match itself was good. I do like how Ray Walton then were putting over the fact that Tyreek and I'm going to make sure I wrote it down. Tyson and Tyreek were conspicuous by their absence. The fact that they came in at the end, I was like, okay, because I didn't think Ace Austin was winning, unfortunately. But I'm like, this makes sense. You make him look strong in defeat because you got these guys here mucking about. I do want to point out that Ray Walton is becoming one of my favorite commentators. He said, I spoke to Wesley earlier, Tom, and he said, you're a nerd. No, he said, I spoke to Wesley earlier, and he said, you're a nerd, Tom. I'm like, why would you say that? That's your... The way he just runs Tom down, and I can already just see Tom. It reminds me of Don Callis and, oh my God. What's his name? Madison Rain's husband. Oh my God.
Josh Matthews.
Thank you. Because Don Callis used to give it to him all the time.
Because Josh Matthews is a giant dork.
I think this match was fine. I agree with you that Ace Austin shouldn't be losing. However, I do think that when there is in a Rascals match, Ace Austin would be a lovely second alternate if Byron Reed isn't available, if he isn't the littlest brother of the Rascals, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious, like I said, with the NXT Tag Team Championships being involved more on TNA, the Nemeths are going to challenge. If they don't win, then I could easily see Tyreek and Tyson DuPont getting those tag titles, and then the Rascals winning it from them somewhere down the line as a big moment. But we'll see. We got to get there first.
That would be a really huge moment, I think, for TNA and NXT. And I don't think it takes away anything from NXT to lose their tag titles for a bit. Just like it won't mean anything for, let's say, TNA to give up.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say X Division. I was like, no.
There's the other thing too, and they had Zachary Wentz show up with the X Division Championship on the NXT show. This was back during the first talent exchange. Mm-hmm. If they do it again, it kind of feels to me like they really trust Zachary Wentz because he has been with both companies, just like with Wesley. Like, he's been with both companies, so there's almost like an inherent trust and a little bit of a thanks for being good on both sides, mm-hmm, type of reaction. But again, we don't know what they're going to do with either of those titles or any of those titles. But yeah, I could see them eventually having the Rascals capture it, because it's been a big part of the story with the WWE or the NXT brand and the TNA brand.
Yeah, and I don't think that it'd be harmful to have a digital media champion on NXT. That would be really cute for like Ethan Page for the memes, solely for the memes. Yeah, you leave and you can't get away from this title. I think he had it like once or twice, right?
Top Dollar just tweeted Body Guy Dollar.
So he watches the show.
Blink twice. Blink twice if you're in the room, Dollar.
So he watches the show. Listen, we saw it. Good job. Thank you for being a fan.
Keep doing it. AO Productions sent it. Super chat. Sorry. I saw it and I'm like, come on. AO saying, I like Hannafin telling the story of Ace's history with Wentz trained Wes. And that's the thing. When they were looking for a third, I immediately jumped to Ace Austin, and there's reason to do it. I like that they can at least gather all these guys up and work together in the story. It works. And the fact that Hannafin's telling the story and reminding people, hey, they're all interconnected, I think that's really good stuff.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I can't wait to see where this goes. I think Ace Austin with the Rascals just innately fits as well.
Gia Miller's backstage with Ariana Grace. In walks Tessa Blanchard.
Who? I'm kidding.
Tessa says, oh, your daddy got you anywhere you want to be. And I'm just like, that sounds familiar. And then she scares everyone off and she says, Tessa answers to nobody. And I'm like, yeah, accept accountability. And I can't give a shit less about this segment because it made no sense. She's not a part of the Knockouts Battle Royal next week. Sorry to let you know, but she's not. What are we doing? Who? I don't care, quite frankly, but she's on the show. So here I am saying she was on it and she answers to nobody. So do we need to answer to her?
You know, if you used to go one-on-one with a normal man, you got a 50-50 chance.
Cora Jade earlier today shows up in the arena. Zaya Brookside welcomes her, says, hey, it's good to see you again. And Cora's like, ah, I don't give a shit about you. Where's Masha Slamovich? And then Zaya's like, oh, no, that's not how we do things here. We're a close-knit locker room. You know, and by the way, your dad trained you at NXT. My dad, Zaya Brookside's dad, Robbie, trained you at NXT. So, like, maybe be a little cool. And they shove and referees pick them apart. And that leads to Cora Jade defeating Hayan. Good to see her. She rules. If you haven't checked out Hayan yet, she's a fantastic independent wrestler. Definitely on the come up. Go check her out. And after the match, Jade continues to attack her. Zaya Brookside makes the save. And then Masha Slamovich also comes out. And here we are once again. Give me your thoughts.
I like this Cora Jade girl. She's a bully. I love a good heel. She's not nice, and I'm here for it. I remember last week when we were talking about it, and I said I wasn't sure if Cora Jade has got the stuff to go against Masha, because that's a tough order. And I like how commentary this week was like, a lot of people will say that, does she have the stuff? I don't know if it was commentary or the video package they did for her. Like, does she have the stuff to hang out with Masha? And it's like, I encourage you to look up her stuff outside of WWE and where she got to where she is, because she's that girl. I'm like, okay, I like that. I'm here for it. Poor Hayan, she ain't deserve that. Cora Jade was being a bully, sitting up on the ropes. I'm here for it. Poor Zaya Brookside, you came out to make the save just to get beat up too. So, yikes. I know that's the upcoming... her girl, you guys are going to feud probably right before she does Masha or right after. That'll be cute. I'm here for it. But dang, Zaya, I hope you guys put on a good match, though. I can't wait. I feel like these two girls are going to try to kill each other. And I'm going to be sports entertained.
Like we said at the beginning of this month, which was the beginning of this year, Zaya Brookside's definitely penciled in for a big 2025. And this is kind of the beginning of that. You put her in with NXT talent, who, by the way, Cora Jade just main evented Tuesday, or not main evented, but she was in one of the most looked forward to match on Tuesday. They opened the show, but it was a part of a bigger episode of TNA, or sorry, of NXT. Too many acronyms and I'm just done. Regardless, my point is Cora Jade is a featured member of NXT. And Zaya Brookside is someone who is also looking to be featured further in 2025. So I'm looking forward to that. There's a lot of potential there. It sucked that she had gotten injured, but it looks like she is on her way back as Xia Brookside. So again, if they have a good match and she continues to evolve her character, it's going to be good for her.
I'm here for it. Kill each other. Kali Ma, what up?
I'm all about it. Let's go. Brian Myers defeats Leon Slater. Can you give me your notes on this match? Because this is one that I unfortunately lost because of the wonderful Bell TV app. So I couldn't actually see the match, but I knew about it. And I know what happens later because to me, that's more storyline driven.
All right. I'm not Joel, y'all. If you watch the Collision show, you know I'm about to give it up. This match was fantastic in my opinion, but I'm also a fan of Leon Slater. I don't got a lot of beats for beats. I will tell you that Brian Myers made sure that every time Leon Slater went up, he kept him down. There was a good reversal. I want to say two thirds into the match where there is a one-handed Blue Thunder Bomb, which I will say out of all of the aerial moves Leon Slater does, the one-handed Blue Thunder Bomb just looks really, really good. And I want him to keep that forever in his arsenal. The system begins to cheat. Leon Slater takes them all out. He does a moonsault to Myers, like a side-spinning moonsault. He takes out the system, gives them all a kick for their troubles. But then sneaky Alicia Edwards slides in the ring of friendship, like the Festival of Friendship, Ring of Friendship. And he gives Leon Slater the Leon Slater, unfortunately, takes the roster cut and then the pin. The system sucks, and they win.
Wait, was there a dick kick in the match or there was a low blow?
I didn't write that down. It might have been, but
like,
I didn't.
You went like this. To me, that's a low
blow. No, he gave him the old boom with the punch.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And he gave him a punch, gave him a Falcon punch. And then the roster cut. Yeah, Myers won because Myers is a cheater. So is the system. Oh, I went to say Alicia Edwards. Your top looked nice tonight, girl. I love that top.
You just glazing Alicia Edwards every week now.
Listen, she's a fashion icon. You should hear what I say about Seth. call me Gertrude Glazer because I'm.
God damn it!
Listen, if it's good, it's good. I don't care. You can be a heel or a face. If it looks good, I'm complimenting.
That's fine. I get it. As long as listen, I know you will have been kidnapped if you someday say Moose looked good tonight. Fashionably speaking.
I'm a hater, but I'm a hater from a nuanced standpoint. So if I hate you, I hate you from an objective view. But if it looks good, I'm like, God damn it, Moose. Why do you look good? God damn it.
Yeah, you ever say Moose's shoe game was on point? I'm gonna be like, If it is, it is.
I'm not a hater for free.
That's just how I know that you will have been kidnapped. Later on, Frankie Kazarian finds Leon Slater in the back and tries to get him to reconsider the offer to be the trophy holder, the young boy. And Slater's like, no, you and the system are both cheaters. And then the system walks in and they're like, oh, how about you could be our bag holder, our title carrier? And then Alicia Edwards is like, you could be the secretary because I'm the manager. And then the Hardys walk in and they defend Slater. And they're like, he's just like a Hardy, the British Hardy, JDC says. And then they challenge the system to a 6-man tag. So that's next week. The Hardys and Slater versus the system. That's good. I'm looking forward to that thing. But again, Leon Slater getting the rub, working with the experienced Hardys, the rock and roll superstar Hardys is good stuff. He is, again, another one in 2025 that is going to see a lot of opportunities coming his way.
I don't like that they were all treating Leon Slater like a young boy. I don't like that. JDC, why are you treating him like a young boy?
Remember when they used to sit around and JDC would talk about his old WWF days in a gazebo in St. Clair College while Johnny Bravo sat there saying shit? And who else? Who was the third man? Was it Jake something?
No.
Oh, it was Ole Bolton.
He's doing his little student films.
By the way, shout out to Jake something. He said he's going to be away for a little bit. He's injured. He's going to have some surgery. We hope he comes back ready to rock and roll when he's ready for it.
Oh, that sucks. Jake something, get well soon. Speedy recovery. I can't wait to hear that. What? More?
As long as he doesn't come back more swole than he already is, we'll be okay.
Is that humanly possible?
That is a valid question, and I don't know if I want the answer to it.
You know what? You know what? Somebody call Brian Cage right now. He would know.
Don't want to do that. Sammy Callahan and Mance Warner brawl into the crowd and into the ring and all around. Steph DeLander comes out, distracts Sammy, and Mance gets the upper hand. Once again, Sammy Callahan gets laid out. Steph DeLander and Mance make out in the ring because that's just what you do when you and your man take out the trash.
Violence makes her excited.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nice.
Listen, I keep it PG-13 sometimes.
Sometimes.
I try.
Good stuff. Mustafa Ali is back in action. This was taped out of order, which was a little weird for me, but they inserted it now. He defeats Laredo Kid. Hey, Crest the Star, what do they do with the luchadors in TNA wrestling?
They lose. I did write RIP Laredo Kid, LOL, as my first note.
However, this was a really, really, really good match for Laredo Kid. He got in a lot. I do have to give it up. We know Laredo Kid's good, but it was more like, it wasn't a squash. It wasn't like Ali's back and he's just gonna tear through competition. No, they did a good showing for Laredo Kid. It all, you know, culminates with the middle rope suicide dive, and then Ali hits a draping DDT on the outside from the apron to the floor, follows it up with the 450 for the win, the 450 splash, and then, you know, that's it. Laredo Kid loses the match. Ali wins. And then post-match, Ali's in the back, and he says they started off the campaign with a victory, and it's going to continue on. And in walks Mike Santana, because last week, Santana's in the ring giving his Here I Am 2025 speech, and Ali had come back to say, well, I'm back too, and I'm going to win the world title. And it's basically stomped all over Santana's moment and ignored him. And so as security goes to take out Santana, Ali backs him down, says Santana expects respect for respect, and then they can throw hands, he says. But Ali's like, no, I don't want to do that. I want competition. We'll do friendly competition, blah, blah, blah. So I'll find you a friend to the campaign to face, and he's always ready to face you. And of course, everyone knows who it is now, because for some reason, TNA may have spoiled that it's Matt Cardona, because they did the rundown for next week's show, and instead of making it a surprise, like a wink and a nod surprise, they're just like, Mike Santana faces Matt Cardona. And I'm like, oh, that kind of ruins it. Okay. But what do you think about Ali and Laredo Kid and this whole Santana and Ali beat that happened this week?
When I tell you, okay, let me start with the Laredo Kid versus Ali. The match itself was good. I'm never going to be worried about Laredo Kid. His wrestling is superb. Same thing could be said about Ali. It does suck that Laredo Kid is taking these L's, but unfortunately, if you're a luchador in TNA, you'll be looking up at them lights a lot. That's all I'm saying. That being said, at the end with Ali backstage with Santana, that was such a New York promo. When I tell you, Joel, I have seen that exact conversation happen before. Someone saying something else and somebody pulls up like, yo, we got a problem. Because what you did last night, that's not it. And I was like, oh my God, Mike Santana, I'm about to put him in the same room as Eddie Kingston. Like, do you know wrestling is? I'm not going to tell you, but I just want to know if you think wrestling is, No, I thought this was good. I think it's fantastic. Ali versus Santana. Yes. Yes, please. Give it to me twice on Sunday. That's going to be fantastic. I've seen both Ali and Mike Santana wrestle at House of Glory in New York. And these matches, so these two against each other, that's going to be fantastic, because where you think Ali may outspeed him and out aerial him, Mike Santana is that guy. He's just way taller, and Ali is already tall. So this match is good. That upcoming feud is also a good place filler. If Miss Cleo Joel Pearl is correct, and Santana is the guy to eventually have it by the end of 2025, this gives Joe Hendry, Time to Breathe. Santana, Something to Do. And Santana of Substance, Something to Do. So I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all.
I really hope that they don't spend 2025 making it about Mike Santana and not pulling the trigger on Mike Santana just because they got Ali. That's something that I really, really hope they don't do. Santana has the tools. And I'm not going to sit here telling you what I know about Mike Santana and the stuff we talk about every week. And I'm also not going to sit here and tell you that Mustafa Ali doesn't deserve to have a run as well, because he is that dude. He is very, very, very good. That being said, I feel like Santana is the guy who deserves that opportunity this year. I don't know how long Mustafa Ali's contract is. They don't like to talk about that at TNA. So I'm hopeful that this benefits both men and that both men kind of come out bigger in the TNA circuit for it.
I agree. I'm hopeful as well with you, but I will say, I got something negative to say. I hate to say this.
Oh, let's go. Bury it, Cresta.
TNA has jaded me with the whole Joe Hendry thing. I firmly believe you will cuck Mike Santana and drag this out for as long as you can and put damn it. Because the room for main event is very filled. It's very crowded. You got Kazarian. You got Moose lurking around. You got Santana, Ali. Harrison is eventually going to show his head again. You know what I mean? There are so many people at the top and so many people who deserve to be at the top. What you going to do? You honey-dicked us for so long with Joe Hendry, and now he's going to have a wham-bam, thank you, ma'am. I'm a little jaded, so I am hopeful. I would like that. I would like, even if it's at the end of the year, and let's say Joe Hendry is the reason for the season, I wouldn't be mad him waiting if we're doing it for Joe Hendry. No trusts.
With Santana, I could see him and Ali as a Bound for Glory main event. I could see Santana and Macklin and Santana and Moose. You're going back to the well with those matches I'm talking about, but those are three standout matches that Santana has had that they are currently available to do if and when Santana has the world championship and he can fight with that title. And it's a great babyface moment. Mm-hmm. Joe Hendry is a really weird case. They know where he's going. He knows where he's going. When he has the opportunity, when he's done, he's gone. I keep saying this is a gold watch for Joe Hendry. He has proven that he gets himself over. He gets company over. And in the meantime, he does a promo where he says he completed his quest. He beat Cardona. Now he's waiting on his next challenger. Next week, though, they're doing another concert. I understand that this is deeply entertaining for a lot of people, but sticky comedy is not something that TNA has done in the main event slot in a very long time. I don't think that this is the way to do it with your world champion. So with that in mind, I don't know if this is going to lead to the next challenger, but I don't know how much I love Joe Hendry coming out and just being singy-songy Joe Hendry as your world champion. I don't think he needs to be serious all the time. He doesn't need to be Cody Rhodes. He just needs to be more than what he's done so far, in my opinion. Your thoughts, Joe Hendry, this little gimmick thing he's going to do next week, this concert.
I could see where you're coming from. However, I will say that Joe Hendry, a lot of his core audience and a lot of people know him from his little songs, from his catchphrases. So I do think there is a reason to not abandon that audience and not abandon what got you over in the first place right now. I think it will lead to another challenger. I think someone with that same gripe will be like, nobody wants to hear the main event champion come out here and do a concert. Nobody want to hear that. And we don't care if you're Elias, The Rock, or Joe Hendry. Nobody want to hear that. And I think that'll start it. In this case, it's not overused. It's not bad. I think there is a way to do it. And this is a good way to be like, hey, I'm celebrating. Everyone did their celebration. Mine's just going to be with a song and dance. It's kind of like, I see his things. If we reserve it to like wrestling weddings or special occasions, this isn't bad. Because it what got you over in the first place. Why, same reason why Undertaker still does the dead man in 20-minute entrance.
God, I can't believe you just mentioned that one.
I mean, come on now. Like, he could be I Am American Badass and he will still take a 20-minute entrance. All habits die hard, pal.
Yeah, I'm not. I see someone in the chat saying, you know, that he'd seen a change his character and the fans booed him. I'm not talking about Joe Hendry going through a complete metamorphosis. But also, at one point, John Cena also needed to get away from doing battle rapping every week and wearing the town jersey and all that stuff. He needed to get away from it because it just wasn't working.
Corny.
It was corny as hell. It was corny. And so is the concerts. I don't know what it is that Joe Hendry needs to do. And also, here's the other side of it. Joe Hendry is most likely WWE bound. If there's interest there and the contract is going to be available to him, he's going to take it. Joe Hendry in his current iteration, Joe Hendry in his current iteration is not a WWE main roster, main event character. There are no, it's Elias. It's Elias. It's lower mid card.
I disagree with that hard body. I disagree. I could see that. It's but music
videos and haha. When was the last time haha was at the main event of a WWE show? Not NXT. A WWE show.
I am adult enough to say that I started watching wrestling in 2018. Well, I started rewatching it, so I don't have that depth of knowledge. So I'll give you that. But I do think that there is something different about Joe Hendry. You know, I've been on the Joe Hendry train since day one. There is something about him different. He's got that it factor. He has that star quality. I do think there is that one or two matches that are missing under his belt that you can say, oh, he's that guy. But I think that if we use the concert sparingly or even a video or two to get your riz off, that's fine. Not as much as before, but I think it's fine. Is he Elias? Absolutely not. I like the Elias, but the Elias, he is not. Like, his videos actually banged. His music actually bangs. So I'll just say, Joe Hendry, in my opinion, has that it factor. I don't know if it is Seth Rollins level. If you're talking about main event, I'm talking about Seth Rollins level. I'm talking about CM Punk level. Roman Reigns, there is a lane for it, but I do see what you're saying because I see him in his current iteration. I guess his ceiling would be Seth Rollins, and that's still pretty a high ceiling, but even Seth Rollins complains about it. Sometimes I'm never the guy and it's annoying. So
Seth Rollins never came out with a guitar singing a song about his opponents.
Bro, Kevin Owens had a whole silly show, and Kevin Owens been champion. The Miz was champion. Kevin Owens
never came out with a guitar and singing songs about his opponents either.
I believe in Joe Hendry, and we're just going to agree to disagree because I think he could do it. I believe. I think he could do it. I know he could do it. If the Miz could be champion, that's always going to be my go-to. I don't care if it was because we were sick of Cena. If that was the best choice, God damn it, we could do it for Joe Hendry.
That mentioning The Rock did it. Yeah, he did it after he was insanely already over with another character.
I agree. I wanted to use The Rock, but you can't use The Rock because even then he kind of got moved.
Yeah, you cannot use The Rock because he had a completely separate situation going on.
Yeah, like he is a lovely, to me, Joe Hendry needs one or two more things. And what that is, I don't know. I'm not Paul Heyman. I'm not a wrestling genius, but he's Kevin Owens. He's Seth Rollins. He's right to me. He's right there. He could be the guy. AJ Styles could be the guy, but you're not CM Punk. You know what I mean? He's not Josh Alexander, but if Josh Alexander couldn't be the guy, Joe Hendry can be the guy. And I think with a few matches, people will see what I see. I would let him be champion twice on Sunday every day.
Joe Hendry, I will not tell you, is super over. You know why? Because he's not the sole reason people are buying a ticket to go to TNA. He's not. More people are going to go to see the Hardys. More people might even go to see Nick Nemeth because of the ties. TNA is still an ensemble cast as well. The point of all this is, what Joe Hendry is missing is the thing that you and I are kind of dancing around, and that is a serious story that gets over his title run, that gets over the actual seriousness of Joe Hendry as a main event level star. Josh Alexander is another example of this. People wanted to see Josh Alexander beat the shit out of someone in a great wrestling match while he was a champion. People were buying tickets to go watch Josh Alexander versus Tomohiro Ishii. No shade at Ishii, but like, that's a random ass Impact World Championship match. Uh-huh. But they did it, and people came for that. The example I'm using is more just the idea that Hendry hasn't had a standout match yet. He hasn't had a standout story that wasn't comedy based. The stuff with AJ Francis last year was fantastic, but it was mid-card fodder. It was digital media championship stuff. There isn't a serious world championship story. And I get it. He just won. I understand that. I'm willing to give this time, but they got to do something more.
And I'm trying to think, the only person who could, like, let me not say the only person. There's a few people that he could really put his foot down. Like Moose would give him a good match. Who's a piece of shit? Like, respectfully.
Honestly, Edwards is that guy. Eddie Edwards, people shit on Eddie Edwards as a challenger. I get
it. He's a good wrestler, though. He's a phenomenal wrestler.
But he's a great wrestler. He is the guy with the opportunity to drag you to a great match. Eric Young, you were just alluding to, he is absolutely up there. We'll talk about EY in just a minute because he's the last segment we have to talk about. And someone in the chat had mentioned Mustafa Ali. He's another guy. I don't know if Ali and Henry have chemistry, but I'd like to see it.
Yeah. I think that somebody, I do agree that he does need someone to test his mettle, so to speak, and have a serious main event match. And I don't know if that's his fault or TNA dancing around. He should have been champion sooner. I do think that some of the wind is out of his sails. And I do see someone in chat saying that there's rumors about this Saturday with him being at Royal Rumble. I can see that. That would be, to me, an amazing pop. It'd get a lot of eyes on TNA that Thursday. Your champion, shout outs to Mickey James for putting the Knockouts champion, and shout outs to Jordan Grace, for doing the same during the Royal Rumble. I think it's about time you have the men's champion in the Royal Rumble as well. Joe Hendry don't got to win it. Hell, Joe Hendry don't even got to make it to top four, but at least if he make it to top 10, it'd be a good showing, and it shows real faith in the partnership. I want more for Joe Hendry. I do agree he needs something, but I don't know, again, if that's his fault or them not pulling the trigger soon enough, because I can say that he's not as popular as he was.
If he's in the Royal Rumble, mark my words, he'll be one or two. He'll be number one or number two. The reason why, he has the entrance. He has the entrance. He does the turnaround pose, and then he does the promo. He will enter number one or number two, and he will do the shtick, and people will like it. People will love it, and maybe he goes far. Maybe he is in the final five or six, and they make big, big deal out of that. The TNA World Champion is hanging in with the WWE, big stars. They could do that, but again, mark my words, if he's in there, he comes in number one or number two, and I think the arena would react about that.
Number one is, that's dastardly. I've never seen them put a surprise non-WWE entrant.
Is he a surprise, though? He's not WWE, but is he a surprise, though?
I mean, yeah, like placement-wise, but number one is dastardly. That's,
So going back to Elias, that's what they did to him in 2019. They gave Elias the number one spot or number two spot because he had the guitar shtick. So he had to be in the ring already with the lights off and doing playing the guitar. And that's how they did it. They could probably do the same with Joe Hendry and let him do his mic work shtick and do the whole production. Cause that's what it is. It's a whole production for Joe Hendry's entrance theme and is doing wave your hands side to side. And that gets people going. I think that if the fans are there again, 60,000 people, at least, 15,000 are going to know that Joe Hendry, who he is, because he did it. He was part of NXT for a bit. He did the PLE. Like, he's got a little bit of WWE experience under his belt, so I could see them doing it.
Okay, you sold me on this. Maybe not the first spot, but definitely the second spot. I can see your number one going to like a WWE guy, either your Iron Man or whatever dude who lost the match or whatever it is.
Sure.
And next thing you hear, say his name, and I could see it.
Well, we'll see on Saturday. Final segment from tonight's episode of Impact: Eric Young and Josh Alexander versus Sinner and Saint, who they're still calling the Northern Armory. I'm not very big on that, but that's just me. It ends in a no contest because Eric Young is a real piece of shit. But I love how this worked out. So first of all, earlier before the match, Steve Maclin approached Eric Young as he's getting ready, and he says, "Josh is still untrustworthy, and like, I don't want to be around to see why you're doing this or anything." So he left. Like, Maclin left. He just didn't want to be there. He's like, nope, don't care. I've already had to watch Tessa tonight. I'm gone. See you. So the match, I had to do it. It's what you get. So Josh is taking on both Sinner and Saint at different parts of the match. Eventually gets the hot tag to Eric Young, and Eric Young comes in. He just stops for a second, turns around, and just clocks Josh Alexander. And my favorite part of all of that is Alexander's headgear just like flying off his head. It's really well done. And then Sinner and Saint beat down Josh as EY watches on. And that's it. I don't know if that's a wrap on Josh. It's not a wrap on Josh Alexander. There's more coming. But Eric Young seems to have either inherited Sinner and Saint or set them free. I don't know. But what'd you make of all of this?
Two responses, and I'll give you the nice one first. Damn, Eric Young, that's crazy. That is incredibly crazy. Why would you do that? This is my actual response. Damn, Josh Alexander, that's what you deserve, bro. You've been a piece of shit for like the past 6 months. More than that, bro. And you brainwashed these kids and you're just going to leave because now you're going to give your life up. No, we did crack together. You can't clean up and not do crack with me. This is what you get. And I know you're going to come crawling back to Macklin. And when you do, I want Macklin to be like, well. I like you. I like you, Mr. Alexander. But you deserve it. You can't be a jerk. You were saying some vile things about people. And, you know, in wrestling, you can't trust these bald people. You bald and we couldn't trust you, so you already know what it is. I feel bad because I like Josh Alexander, but also, you deserve this, my guy. And nobody's going to help you because you said a lot of bad things about a lot of people. A lot of people, buddy. So, you know, you deserve this. You deserve this. Ha ha. That wasn't right, but ha ha.
I am a fan of Josh Alexander wrapping up with TNA as a good guy. That he had his moment, he did his little heel turn, wasn't long, and I don't know whose decision it was to wrap Josh as a good guy, but it works. It makes sense. He was positioned as such for his entire singles run up until Slammiversary. That's when they did the turn, and they started teasing it in Toronto at a Northern Crown event. Like there was clearly wheels to try it. This was good. This was good stuff. Eric Young being the guy to turn on Josh makes sense on a lot of different levels. Eric Young's another Canadian who has been around TNA forever. Josh has been another Canadian who's been around TNA and is in his blood, so on and so forth. Like, there's a history there. I like it. They faced each other for the world championship. It works. Sinner and Saint are the young Canadian boys who are coming in. They're hungry. They're the dogs that want to eat. It all works together. People mentioning, you know, EY loves to rival, or he loves to turn babyface and heel over and over and over again. Yeah, that's kind of, EY is a world-class maniac. That's the story they give him, and maniacs are just whew. So I'm looking forward to what they do to wrap up Josh Alexander and where Sinner and Saint continue, because they're the other guys, a big 2025 ahead of them. That's Impact for the 30th of January. We march forward to, I guess, the next live special, which is going to be the live Impact in February, and the Rumble is this weekend. So we'll probably have a little bit to say about any TNA entrance or any TNA involvement in the Royal Rumble. This is really the one time where I can see them kickstart that. But yeah, a pretty solid episode of Impact all around. Crest of Star, what you got going on?
Guys, I don't know if we're doing a Collision post show this Saturday, as it is the Royal Rumble. Stay tuned to all Fightful socials about that. But besides that, you can catch me every Saturday and Saturday and Thursday here over on Fightful. Joe Pearl and myself go over TNA Impact. It's fun stuff. Every Saturday, myself, Rick, and Iridian go over AEW Collision. It's also fun stuff. And every Wednesday, you can catch me on my personal Twitch and TikTok, Crest the Star. We watch AEW Dynamite. Follow me on all forms of social media. Crest the Star, except for Twitter, formerly X or whatever. It's Crest the Star, but I don't really use that. I just want to make sure no one steals my shit. Blue Sky, I have one. Crest the Star, link tree in my bio. Follow me on social media. Let's be friends. And also subscribe to Fightful Select. I be in a Discord playing video games with people. So, Joel, what you got going on?
Well, first of all, co-host is hosting the post Royal Rumble rap show with Phil Lindsay on Saturday, so there's that. Iridian, your other co-host, I feel like is going to be in Indianapolis for the Royal Rumble. I'm not sure if Rick's going to be there, but it would make sense if he is because it's not too far.
If somebody in this channel is rich and wants to sponsor Cresta Starr to go to all these places with her co-hosts so she can be on the ground, CrestaStarr@gmail.com.
Well, regardless, you can y'all can host your own Collision Post show this Saturday if you want. For Cresta Starr, I am at Joel Pearl. We go in the weeds Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Soon to go 5 days a week. Next week, we're going to be starting 5 days a week. I'm not going 5 days a week, but Jeremy and SB3 will be doing a Tuesday and Thursday in the weeds starting next week. So that's pretty amazing. That's over on our sister channel, Fightful Overbooked. So catch us at 10 a.m. Eastern all week starting next week for In the Weeds. And Cresta and I are here every Thursday, as we always are, to talk about TNA Impact and all the other stuff. We see you, Dala. Keep working on them arms. Get your shoulders right. You know, thing. Oh, ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.